Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and I am producer and host, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, this show has been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide, hands down. That's it. Only us. Ha ha. Hooray. Yay. Now, this show is for you. If you are questioning your career reality by considering, or if you're currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry, the show is for you. Now, our guests on the show are going to provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a whole bunch, a wide variety of show business jobs. And the guests on this show include, are you ready for this? That's so exciting. All right. We have Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, stunt people, entertainment attorneys. We're throwing a couple in at the end of the year. People always need an entertainment attorney. For some reason, at the end of the year, they get in trouble. So we're throwing those in November, December. So stay tuned for that. Now, what's special about this show is that all of the guests that we choose have been selected because they are at different stages of their careers, from celebrity status, obviously, to professional. And then once in a while, we bring on the novice or the beginner. So that means that on this show, you are definitely going to get somebody giving you questions and answers to your show business. Answers to your show business questions. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. We cover everything. It's just a wide spectrum. And if you missed any of our shows and you want to get some advice about your career, about a specific entertainment career, you have to go to our archive page, which is on LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com website. And you just search for our show title, Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can download and interview any of the shows 24 hours a day. And what we've done is we put the name of the person and then what their particular occupation is. So it would be John Doe, Emmy winning screenwriter or producer or Grammy winning recording producer. That way you can hear from a celebrity, or I'll put down novice. So that way you'll go, oh, you know, I want to hear about the trials and tribulations of this person because I'm in the same boat. So that's the way we set it up. Now, all of the Question Reality shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And you want to make sure that you get your newly designed free apps so that you can listen to all of the shows on your phone. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website. It's located towards the bottom on the right-hand side. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with their career advice, unfortunately, you know how popular this show is. We only have 2 spots in December. That's it. But we are currently booking for 2018, January 2018. So please go to our official website, which is different from the LA Talk Radio website. That is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com, and click the contact link. And that way you can submit for the new year. And that is it for us. Okay, now We have a fantastic, wonderful, fabulous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious guest on our show today named Ron Anthony. He is an urban Christian hip-hop R&B gospel recording artist. My God, how does he do it all with those titles? I'm exhausted just reading them. He was referred to us by my favorite talent manager of all time, Michael Stover from MTS Management. Oh, one of the best talent managers ever. And you know, I deal with them all. I deal with PR agents who book their clients, talent managers who book their clients, you name it. And I tell you, Michael Stover, oh my gosh, he's one of the top 10 in my book. Actually, he's number one in my book. I'm going to say it right now. I love Michael Stover. If you want to check out Ron Anthony's website, let me give you the address. Now, it's not spelled traditionally. It is spelled R-A-H-N, R-A-H-N, and it's not spelled like Anthony either. It's A-N-T-H-O-N-I, so R-A-H-N-A-N-T-H-O-N-I.com, and he's also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can just Google him. He's all over the Google. He's on the Google, as my grandmother would say. He's on the Google. Is he on the Google, Priscilla? Yes, grandmother, he's on the Google. All right, now before we talk to Ron, and I want you to go there now and check out his website so you know what he does, because by the time we get done these two advertisements to pay for my damn fake fingernails and fingernail polish, then we are going to know everything about Ron Anthony. Okay, so now the first thing I want to tell you is Michael Ajakwe. Junior, I love him. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, he is an Emmy-winning TV producer, a four-time NAACP Image Award-winning playwright, theater producer, TV producer, and a veteran TV comedy writer-producer, Martin, Sister, Eve. He's also been a writer-producer for TV One's Unsung Music documentary series, and he did Image Award-winning profiles on Denise Williams, Ray Parker Jr., and Sly and the Family Stone. And he has four plays that have been published, and they're available at Samuel French or on Amazon. And Michael is also the founder of the world's first and most popular web series festival called LAWebFest.com. Just throwing a little shameless plug in there that I won as favorite producer in 2013 for one of my films. Just throwing it out there. Since 2010, he has personally watched all 2000 web series. I mean, he is dedicated to this festival. He's been flown all over the world because when he started WebFest, no one had it. He actually started the very first one. So they flew him to Paris and all over the world for him to tell them how to set up web series festivals. So he has successfully adapted one of his web series into a television series. And as you know, two weeks ago, I went to the premiere screening of Beauty and the Baller, which he sold to international entertainment giant Viacom to air on BET. So I went to the premiere screening. It premiered on Saturday, July 22nd, actually, at 10. And then it's going to run every single Saturday. So I want you guys to tune in. This is a fantastic show on BET, Beauty and the Baller. And what was fantastic was that, oh, wait till you guys hear what happened. Okay, so I'm at this premiere screening for Beauty and the Baller. And I am trying to get my big fat ass up the ramp to get onto the red carpet because this house was like on the side of a mountain. So everything is like slanted upwards. And you know, I'm always trying to look cute. So I put my fat ass in these stiletto heels and I'm trying to get up this ramp that gets on the red carpet so that I can go and do the meet and greet and get my picture taken, right? So I can't get my fat ass up there. And who is behind me, pushing me up the ramp, okay? Ray Parker Jr., yes, I didn't even know who he was. I'm like, oh, thank you, dear sir. I didn't know who he was. And then I started talking to him and I said, oh, by the way, my name's Priscilla Leona. What's your name? And he said, it's Roy Parker Jr. I'm like, wait a minute. Why does that name sound familiar? And he said, well, you know, I did a couple songs back in the day, Ghostbusters and A Woman Needs Love and The Other Woman. I'm like, no, it's not. No, you're not. So I didn't believe him. So I made him, I'm like, okay, I want to hear a little bit. Sing me a little bit of A Woman Needs Love. So he starts singing it. Oh my God, it is the one and only Ray Parker Jr. So you know what? I tuned in and sung. You know I can't sing. You know I've tried to sing on this show. And the evil emails come in fast and furious to shut me up. They're like, please don't sing anymore. But you know what? I did it. Ray Parker Jr. loved it. And I got it on video and I posted it on my Facebook page. So there you go. Stick it, people. Ray Parker Jr. said I sounded okay. So there you go. Hot damn. All right. Moving on. Lastly, as you know, I was just brought aboard as judge for a new online film festival called No Strings Attached -enews.com. Beatrice Davis, president and founder of Sassy Bee Worldwide Productions, asked me to be a judge. I was so honored and thrilled. I'm also a screener, as you know, for the Burbank International Film Festival. So this is just such an honor to do another one. It is just fantastic. And this, I'm telling you, this film festival is so different than the rest. I love this because a great aspect of this film festival is not only do they highlight amazing films, but what I love is they're going to make a difference by giving back to our veterans $1 from every entry fee and 5% of their sponsorship to Cheers to the Warrior Foundation. So I was all over that. That is like the easiest decision that I ever made coming aboard as a judge. So I'm very excited. And what I also love is that every entry is going to receive a winner is going to receive a distribution deal with Shammy Media Group. So that's like a big thing. Not many film festivals do that, honestly. But keep in mind, every submission, sponsorship we receive, we're going to be able to give more money to charity. So please go and check out the NSAEN Online Film Festival. Yay! No strings attached. I love it. I can't wait to get started. Judgy. What I do best. And we're back. Ron Anthony is probably asleep by now, but let me just tell you a little bit about Ron Anthony. Now, he is an urban Christian hip-hop R&B gospel recording artist. You probably forgot that by now. And Mr. Anthony got his first break singing backup for the Songbird of the South, Dottie Peoples. And this led him to a signing with Tate Music Group, which gave him the opportunity to release his first single, Hold On. And then Ron Anthony got his first break in television hosting Star Power on the BET Network. Yay, BET, one of my favorites. Ron made a film cameo appearance in Good Deed, and then utilizing his experience and growing interest and knowledge in TV and film, he went on to develop the Ron Anthony Show, which has received over 1 million views. You know, that's like all the rage now. You got to have a thumb up. You got to have a little finger. You got to have a follow. You got to have it's like fingers and follows and thumbs and likes and views. It's what it's all about in the world now. But he's had over 1 million views on EOTM TV2, which is on YouTube. And this is the source for breaking news, pop culture, on indie films, music videos, celebrity interviews, talk interactive radio, and just like a whole bunch. So check it out on YouTube. EOTM TV2 on YouTube. And then lastly, in 2015, Ron Anthony covered, he covered the Oscars, the red carpet, for EOTM Media Group. And currently, Mr. Anthony is CEO of WMQGRradio.com. Again, WMQGRradio.com, which is the source and the number one internet radio station giving back to the old school music. So it looks like we got two number one internet radio show people for you today. How much lucky can you get? All right. So without further ado, welcome to Mr. Ron Anthony.
Yes, yes, yes. Glad to be on your show.
Lord, that was long, wasn't it?
Woo! No, it was interesting. Oh. I learned it's interesting. You keep us on our feet.
Well, I sure hope so, because I can't keep my own body on my own feet. So at least if I'm keeping you on your feet. This is a good thing, Ron. It's good. Now, first of all, I got to go right in it, because, you know, with me being in the entertainment industry, I know you don't know who the hell I am. You just were like, okay, my talent manager booked me on a show. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Most people don't even research me. They don't know who the hell I am. They just show up and that's it. But I'm a film producer. I'm a radio producer. I have a film production company, and that is why I'm so interested in you covering the Oscars red carpet for EOTM Media Group. First of all, that would be like the most exciting job I would ever. I would die. I would just say bucket list complete. Love it. And you got to do this. Oh my gosh. How did you do it, Ron? How did you do it? What does it entail? Take me on a journey right now, Ron.
Okay. Well, first, I covered the 15 and 16 through EOTM. EOTM is in LA, Los Angeles. And me being from the South, she wanted somebody just loud and down to earth. And so.
That's me too, Ron. I think the two of us could have tore that damn Oscar carpet up. I'm not from the South. I'm from the North. But there you go, a North and South, and we could have handled it.
Loud, yes. And so, and being that my grandmother always told me, "You so nosy." And so, I'm very nosy, but it's a good nosy.
My grandmother used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, come sit next to me.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to hear all the dirt, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do? And,
you know, it was really nice, and I did it because, I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but I'll just give a sneak peek. I did it because it was a platform for me to talk to people about the special needs community and how my son was allegedly abused to his death. And so I used that to get to the A-list artists, and they loved it. They, you know, people were into it because it's something serious and something real. And by me being on the Oscars platform, it opened up some doors, and people were, you know, it brought awareness all over. And also we talked about their, you know, the winnings and what, you know, if they're going to win. And it was just beautiful. It was in the red carpet, you know, the women sashaying back and forth. And I was dressed in my tux on one part and then changed. It was really good. It was a great experience.
Well, I noticed you said one word a little bit more enthusiastically than all the other words, and that was women sashaying.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Ron.
Yes. Hey, like my grandmother.
Man.
My grandmother would say, she would always say, yeah, they going, instead of backwards and forth, they were going backwards and forwards.
That's a valid, yeah. So, what was this? Let's talk a little bit about this, though, Ron. What is this? What are you talking about? Your son allegedly dying.
Aaron.
What happened? What?
Well, Aaron was in the Fulton County School District, and he was at school. He couldn't walk or talk. He was special needs, and so for years they were allegedly abusing him, and it was all recorded, and so I didn't find out until like 5 or 6 years after the abuse, when he was abused again. And I knew about this abuse, and this time, the first time, they threw him out of the wheelchair. They locked him in a room. It was just awful. And other kids were in that abuse as well. And when he was in the one that I knew about, the teacher put this makeshift device around his neck and forced him to look at her when he was going to the right, and that choked him. and that contributed to his death.
Are you
and I've been in a fight.
Right now. Are you kidding me? 5 years? How is it that you didn't find out about this for 5 years?
Because he couldn't talk or walk. He couldn't do anything. And so we didn't know.
You mean the teachers? The teachers were doing this. And the kids.
Yes. The teachers, not the kids.
The teachers were doing this to all the kids. So it wouldn't be just your son. It would be other disabled kids.
Right, other kids as well.
What the hell kind of school was this?
Yes.
It was like Georgia. They were like demons. How in the...
Yes.
How could it have gone on for so long with all these teachers? Why wouldn't one teacher stand out and report this? Why would this
have actually gone on? One did stand out, and it was years later. And because they threatened them with their jobs, they threatened them. And it's like, what goes on in this school stays in this school. And I heard the reports. This is nothing that I made up. I have the reports, the covered up investigation that they did, an internal investigation, covered it up. I got a hold to all of the investigations, and that's when everything went, you know, we started the investigation on them. And it's been a mess.
Are you in the middle of a court? Are you in the middle of a lawsuit right now? So you can't you can't say you have a gag order, you know, or something that you can't say.
No, I don't.
You can't say the name of the school.
Yes.
Can you say the name of the school?
Roswell High School. High School and Hopewell Middle School.
And where?
Yes.
What city?
That's in Roswell, Georgia. It's been going on. I suffered a heart attack. I had open heart surgery, and the fifth day I was back at it again because it's a force inside of me. I will not stop.
Well, let me ask you: have they closed this school down? This Roswell school?
No, I'm working on the immunity law this session. We did manage to get cameras in the classroom in the state of Georgia for special needs kids. And we're working on the immunity law because in Georgia, there's a sovereign immunity law. There is nothing that you can do about what happened.
What?
So I'm making it better for other kids and other families. Yes, nothing we can do.
I would get the other parents together and I'd drag those little bitches right out of the school and I'd do the same thing to them that they did to those kids. What kind of people does this to kids? Not just, you know, regular kids, but handicapped kids who can't protect themselves.
Yes.
What kind? I mean, wasn't there some sort of a screening that they were hired and they were screened and there were some background checks? I mean, what the hell kind of place is this?
Yes. They did a big investigation, and it's like a culture. Okay, I'll tell you this. My daughter was still going to the school where my son was going, and the teacher was still there. And they didn't do anything about it. And later on, I think about 7 months ago, the same teacher abused another child, and it was back in the news.
Oh, my God. How is this allowed to go on? I mean, can you not take this to Washington? I mean, why don't you get to Washington and get these people, the school closed down and these people jailed? Why don't you get a picket? Did you get like people picketing outside the school?
Yes, I've done everything. It's just that the state of Georgia is on lockdown. Even right now, they're actually being investigated about segregation with the special need kids and, the regular kids. Yes.
Oh, my God. What the hell's happened? The devil did go down to Georgia, didn't he?
Yes.
You know that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, that came out in the
70s? Yeah, I need to find that song.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Oh, you got to go on YouTube and type in The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I'm telling you, you got to listen to the song because it sounds exactly like what has happened to Georgia right now. Oh, my gosh. Well, I sure hope you get something done. I mean, you have got to do something. I mean, you, not just you, this should not fall on your head alone. This should also include the other parents of the kids. I don't understand this at all. It makes me so mad. I feel like pulling some hair and scratching right now. I'm like, serious. Oh my God. Because I have a couple friends who live in Georgia and I don't know if they live near, where is this school near? Is it closer to Atlanta or Savannah? Those are like the only two.
It's closer to Atlanta in Fulton County.
In Fulton County. Oh my God. Yes. I'm coming down there, Fulton County now. Look out. Me and Ron are coming down there. We're going to make some Molotov cocktails, and we're going to tear it up down there. But seriously, try to go to Washington and get something done. I don't really know what the steps are, but I'm gonna hope that you follow up on that with your people and
definitely
get something done for sure. Now let's just go to a lighter note because you have been able to pick up the pieces because I know you did create organization for your son, which is doing so many things. Is there anything that that it's doing that we didn't mention? Because I know that we talked a little bit about, it's a nonprofit, I know that, and it's providing advocacy for children with disabilities. Is that right? It's a special needs rock award, right?
Yes, special needs rock awards, October 22nd.
Where is it?
It's going to be in, it's off of Jimmy Carter in Norcross, Georgia. And it's going to be a big thing for the special need kids, the families, anybody can come. And we have a sponsor that it's free.
Where is it? Like at a park or is that a?
It's an event hall, and they're going to have a lot of different things. I mean, I cried when they told me that they would actually sponsor the event. I was like, wow. But yes.
It's called the Aaron Hatcher Awards. The Aaron Hatcher Awards. They're given every year in honor of your son. And within this, you have the Special Needs Rock Awards. And they can't talk, but we can. What is that?
Right. That's the organization, a nonprofit. And the Specialty Rock Awards and WMQG falls underneath that because WMQG is the that's the voice because we have everybody knows about what's going on with anybody that's being abused and the elderly as well because we expose it. We talk about it.
Oh, and that's the organization. They can't talk, but we can Inc.org. Yes. Okay, so if they go there, you can find information on the Aaron Hatcher Awards, the Special Needs Rock Awards, where it's going to be, and how, where they can go and everything. And I assume that there are things on there where we can participate and help or donate or something. Okay.
Yes,
we need to donate. They can't talk, but we can Inc.org. I really want everybody to go there. Donate. I would even suggest that you write letters. Start something on petition.org. You know about petition.org. I mean, I don't know if you started something on there to get this school closed down.
But a lot of people are afraid, and I've noticed that they're afraid because it's the government. I'm not afraid because my son is gone. So I'm sticking up for all the other people. Wow. I'm not afraid. I am fighting. I'm singing. I forgot that I was a singer.
Oh.
I've been so deep into this. I forgot. I was a singer.
Yeah, because, you know, but from tragedy comes triumph because I guess Beware Records, Toga Pottis, who produced R&B hitmaker Stevie B. Do you know that a friend of ours plays with Stevie B? He's the bass player for Stevie B.
Really?
Yeah, he just played with them at the Greek Theater right here. Oh, yeah, he is. He goes everywhere with Stevie B. He's like the bass player. They love him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I love Stevie B from back in the day. Spring Love.
Hey,
Yeah.
I had a song. I had this song, Give Your Love to Me. Give your love to me just for one more night. That was my song. And it was like number one back in the day with Stevie B. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You sang that with Stevie B?
Yes, and Toga Cadiz. Yes.
Stop it now. I can see you just never know who you're going to run into, Ron. You never know. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to ask Ray to ask Stevie B if he remembers his boy, Ron Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah, Give Your Love to Me. Now, you're currently with Emergence Records, and you're tearing up the chart, I hear, with your high energy music, spreading the love. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to play your song. Yes, I listened to it. First of all, I had so many choices. Michael sent me so many choices, and I listened to every one of them, and I loved them, and it was so hard to narrow it down. So you know what I had to do? I had to go close my eyes, listen to it a second time, and then I chose the song that I felt moved me the most.
Okay.
So I hope you don't mind, but this was my favorite.
I don't mind.
It was called I Miss You.
Oh, yes. That was about my grandmother. Yes.
I love that. So tell us a little about it real quick before we play it. What is it about? What inspired you to write it?
It was about my grandmother who passed away. So I know a lot of people miss different ones. And so I wrote this song so that it could touch people and you can reminisce on the good. And it's called I Miss You. Because I do. I really miss my grandmother. And if I had going through this, she would have been right there with me, with her wheelchair and her cane.
That's right. And she would have used her wheelchair and her cane to run somebody down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love this song. We're going to play it right now. It's called I Miss You, Ron Anthony. If you like the song, please go and purchase it. It can be purchased on where, Ron? Amazon?
It's on iTunes, Amazon. Yes, I Miss You.
I Miss You. Okay, so we're going to hear I Miss You, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Ron Anthony about some more exciting stuff and then get some advice from him on how you two can pursue a similar career. So let's hear I Miss You by Ron Anthony.
I miss you.
God, that is such a beautiful song. Your voice is like honey. It is so smooth and sweet, and it's just so beautiful, and you're so melodic. Oh my God, that song is so hot. My God, that is like a Grammy winning song. I'm gonna send that over to Narada Michael Walden. You know Narada Michael Walden? He produced Whitney Houston. And,
yes, I would love to work with him.
And yeah, I am gonna shoot that. Send me a personal email. Remind me, because 5 minutes after I get off the, because I'm on my way to Walmart after the show. I gotta go Christmas time, right? But send me an email. PriscillaLeona@yahoo.com and send me an email and remind me, because I'm going to shoot this song over to him, because I think he would love this song. I am all about helping people, and you know, I'm going to send it over. Whatever happens, happens. But that's so beautiful. I love that. I'm putting that on my playlist. I'm putting that on my personal playlist. But I'm not going to be thinking about my grandmother. Unfortunately, I think your grandmother channeled me. Remember I told you I was listening to all the songs? And I was trying to decide. Your grandmother got right up in the front of the line with her wheelchair and her cane. And she was like, Priscilla, you better play that damn song, girl. That was written for me. That's my song. So I think that's what happened. But I'm going to be thinking more about like Harry Styles. I missed you because you were never in my life, Harry. What happened? All right. So I understand. Is this information accurate? Your latest single is called I'll Trust You.
Yes.
And that's dedicated to the memory of your son. Tell us about that.
This song, it was written by Fred Jerkins. Produced by Fred Jerkins. And it's about me, all the hell I've been through. And I had to trust God. I had to trust God, because it's a lot of things I wanted to do, but I had to search within myself and trust God and still have love for everyone that did this to my family, so that I'll be able to be here today and speak to you on this great show. That's what it's about. I didn't snap.
That's right. I'm telling you, you are a strong man, because I tell you, I don't know if that would have happened to me. I don't have children, but if I did and that happened, oh my God, I being a Scorpio, I am all about cutting and mowing you down to get revenge. That's just in my head.
But so you know what?
I think I'd be in jail by now. I would have snapped a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I am working with Tough Kid Media, and we're getting ready to film, because I want everybody to see exactly what I've been through, and I am playing my own part.
Woo!
So it's going to be very emotional.
What? Is it going to be a documentary, or what is it going to be? Or is it a real film?
Well, there is a documentary on YouTube, as they can't talk, but we can. This is going to be a film, and we're looking to get this film to Lifetime, because it's powerful. It's awareness. It can tell people how you can still be strong in the midst when you want to strangle somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to get in this movie.
Is it a short film or a feature?
A feature.
Okay. Yes. And what stage are you at? Development? Have you already started shooting? What stage
No, we haven't started shooting yet. We just did the script, and we get ready to do the round.
The table reading. So are you funded already, and you already have your producer, director, and all? You're interested, send that script to me, because I already know a person who would die to get their hands on that script and has the money to fund it. But again, it's not me, but send me the script, and all I can do is pass it on. That's all I can do. It's up to what, you know, what happens, happens. Once I pass it on, I just pay it forward. That's all I do.
Yes.
But I know someone who would love that film. And I, and this person is from Georgia too. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. She's from Georgia.
Thank you.
And right now she's working. I'm one of the producers on, I am producer. I forget because sometimes I'm executive, sometimes a co-producer, sometimes associate.
Yeah.
I'm a producer on this. It's a feature film. It's called As Evil Does. You can go to the website. And it's got Dorian Missick in it, Bill Cobbs, who you know from Night at the Museum. And I'm thinking about sending it over to her because she's working right now with these film people in Georgia. So that would be a great connection for you to hook up with
Thank
these people.
You.
Right in Georgia. So again, PriscillaLeone@yahoo.com, and then I'll just pass it on and then see. And then I'll, of course, put a little store, put the story of what's behind it.
Okay.
So, but it's on I'll Trust You is, and what's the name of the film? Do you have the title already?
They Can't Talk, But We Can.
Oh, it's going to be They Can't Talk, But We Can. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I'll Trust You, the song, your latest song, is now on radio stations everywhere, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And if you want to buy it, they can. You can go to, same thing, iTunes.
Yes, iTunes.
Yes.
And my site, yes.
Yes. And lastly, you, I understand, CEO of WMQG Radio.com, the source.
Yes.
The number one radio station for old school music. Now, when you say old school music, are you, what are you talking about? Old school Christian gospel, pop, or everything?
Everything. Country. Yeah. I mean, it's the best in all music.
Wow.
We have old school everything. We just mix because I did that because I want everybody to come together.
Yes.
So the only way you can do it is through music.
That is true. That is true.
So you may hear Kenny Rogers. You may hear.
Oh, you got it. No. And you know what? It's so weird, Ron, that you said Kenny Rogers. It's like we're having a psychic connection right now because
yes.
I was going to say to you that because of what happened, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold,
yes.
know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Yes.
And I
yes.
just. That's so applicable, you know, to his song, The Gambler. So, my gosh, I'm going to tune into that. It's an internet music radio station, WMQGradio.com. Oh, my gosh, I love it because I'm old school. I have not liked any music past 1989. I'm still stuck.
I know.
I can't.
And you know what?
Right.
I am the host on W Rock Radio, and I come on tonight at 10 o'clock. W Rock Radio, and I'm playing all 80s music.
I love it. Wait, let me get this down right now. What is it? I'm writing it down.
It's W Rock Radio.
ROC or ROCK?
ROCK, WRockRadio.com.
John.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, WROCKRadio.com. Oh, my God, you're playing the 80s. I am
old. 80s music.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite. Oh, my gosh. And my husband's like, Jesus, God. He's a jazz musician. He's a software developer day and a jazz musician. You know jazz people don't like 80s music. It is like,
yeah.
like demon seed music. It's like, And I'm like, yeah, I'll walk like an Egyptian. Yes. So I'm going to play it. All my 80s music. So, oh, my gosh. Okay. So lastly, we are going to find out what you want to promote. Anything you want to talk about before we go, because we have 4-6, 4-7, 4-8, 4-9, 4 minutes. Let's talk about something in 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to promote that we were just blessed with the grant to have our own channel on Roku, Amazon, and cable network, and that's we're gonna have a lot of different films on there. So, if you or anybody you know that you know wants to get their film uploaded to our new Roku channel, you can do it, and it's a blessing because I am about love and positivity and just making things work when it doesn't look like it's going to work. And then the Special Needs Rock Awards, October 22nd.
I'm excited about this Roku Award. So you're saying would they find out about? So you're saying anybody who wants to put their film on on Roku, how would they do it?
Well, they would have to get in contact with us. We're in development now. We just got it. Let me tell you what happened. I was so frustrated because a lot of people, they will not touch what I'm doing because of the government. And it's not that bad because you're helping people. So I was so frustrated. I didn't have a grant writer. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and just fill it out. So I started filling out everything. And guess what I got back? Approved $15,000.
What? $15,000?
Yes, $15,000 developing, and they're developing it for me, and it's all in the name of my son, Aaron Hatcher.
My gosh. Oh, I think your son is helping you. Your grandfather's helping you. You have got the tentacles of the spirit world coming down upon you, Ron.
Yes.
So all of these ideas, all of these things you want to do, they've got to happen. You have got to complete these tasks. And what you're doing with this Roku, my gosh, that is such a blessing for so many people. Or is it going to be for every type of film, limited to Christian film or gospel film?
Everything, because it's, as I said, I'm about togetherness. And also, Special Needs Rock will be live on Roku. So it will be on our live channel. I am
Is there a website for it up right now?
It's going to be, we're developing it now. The developers are doing it, and it should be up and going within 6 weeks. But we need the content. So that's what I was saying. If you, right now, you can just get in because it's just.
Okay.
It's a blessing.
How can they send it to you? What is the way to send it? Because content.
Well, they can actually send their content to They Can't Talk, But We Can at gmail.com.
Okay.
They Can't Talk, But We Can at gmail.com. You can Dropbox it to me.
Okay. Got it. All right. Got it. All right. And any type of films. I'm going to put the word out for you, Ron. My gosh, and you're accepting all kinds of films.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be I'm going to be sending you some content, honey.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, Ron, I got to tell you, I feel so inspired and motivated and excited that you came on the show. You are just lemon burst. You are a lemon burst. I feel like you are a person who's put in the mouth and you go, wow, and you just start exploding with ideas because of you.
Yeah.
I just thank you so much for coming on the show. Would you do me a favor and contact me personally when you want to promote the Roku? When you want to let me give you an free advertisement for the Aaron Hatcher Award. So about a week before, because my show is on every Sunday, so contact me a week before or 2 weeks before and let me know, and that way I can get at least 2 weeks of free advertising for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh my gosh, Ron, this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship because I want you to send me everything that you need help with promoting. I have a worldwide audience. As you see, I have 200,000 Twitter followers, 15,000 Facebook followers.
Wow.
And these people will help you. We just got to keep bombarding them with your name over and over and over, Ron. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, you are welcome, Ron, and I tell you, say goodbye to your fans.
Goodbye, and I love you, and always, no matter what goes on, keep moving.
That's right. Keep moving. Rocking and rolling. God bless you, Ron Anthony. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.